another year-end drive edition of Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. And if you're listening, if you've been listening all week, you should know that we are in our winter fundraising drive. Thank you to our supporters who have supported the drive so far. But if you haven't made a gift yet, you still have time. You can do that by calling 217-206-9847 or going to nprillinois.org. And we so appreciate everybody who's been supporting us, sending us really nice messages. It all makes a difference and helps us keep something like Community Voices on air and all the coverage that you rely on right now. We have a very special group with us today, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hey everyone, this is The Deep Hollow, Liz Eckert, Michael Walk, and Dave Luttrell. You're listening to NPR.
Hello.
Hey guys.
Thank you for joining us. Deep Hollow has been a great friend of the station, has appeared at Bedrock shows and our Public Radio Week and other events. You did a tiny desk that the video is up on your website. We love the sound. Obviously, lots of folks love your sound. And the interesting thing about Deep Hollow is not only are you an amazing group together, but you also are doing other projects individually. And tonight is really cool because the whole hour we're going to spend Community Voices talking and listening to the Deep Hollow. Let me start off with what's going on with the band right now. We're in COVID, so are you getting out at all? Is there anything cooking? Who would like
no.
to?
No.
Yeah, short answer, no. So it's obviously been the weirdest year for anybody ever, right? Through the summer, we were able to do some things just because it was outside. But as the weather shifted, things obviously got shut down for all folks. I'm going to share and toot Micah's horn because of the three of us, he has been by far and away the most productive. And we'll get to his solo record, I'm sure, at some point. But he actually recorded a record this summer. And I'd love to get into that at some point. But at this point, it's just been kind of hunkering down and trying to take care of ourselves in our own little pods. And hopefully we'll be able to create and write more songs. Like I said, let's talk about Micah's record because Micah, you take it away.
Yeah, I did happen to make a record this year. It won't be out until next year. Tried to do something productive this year, at least. At least that was something that you could still do. Everybody in the studio wore masks and everything, obviously. Still something that you could do during a year where you can't really perform.
We were talking with Jonas Tomatis earlier and how UIS music is sort of passing along tracks and layering them to make things work. But you actually went into the studio with the band with proper separation, I'm supposing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I was in an ISO booth, so I was completely separated from everybody.
And what was really exciting, because Mike is not going to talk about himself very well, so I'm going to be his agent. And he actually recorded it in Nashville. It was produced by Sadler Vaden, who is Jason Isbell's guitarist. Micah got to be around those guys, and I'm sure it was a great learning experience for him. But also, they're not immune. You know, the guys that are used to touring, like Sadler, they're not immune to this too. So all of their tours got shut down. It was actually a really good time for Micah to be able to go in because he had a new batch of songs and ready to go. But also, it made Sadler Vaden available. Normally he would not have been available.
Yeah, there's no way any of those guys probably would have been available.
Liz, do you think from what we're hearing, there's going to be an explosion of music coming out in a year when we've been locked up?
Oh my gosh, I know. First and foremost, I'm so excited to hear Micah's album. It's going to be incredible. But yes, I think we're all dying to start singing. But, you know, you guys, we did not mention that we have been doing some virtual shows through all of this. And my most favorite show of the year normally is our Christmas show. And I'm super bummed that we won't be able to do it in person this year. But we are going to be doing it virtually.
Thursday the 17th.
Thank you.
At 7:30.
That's going to be so much fun. So we will still get to get everybody in that Christmas spirit. I do think there will be an explosion of new music in 2021. Even me, I'm finding that I'm having more time to start writing stuff and ideas. And I am really looking forward to 2021. Lots of new stuff.
You could also find probably a link to that show on your website. Will that be
up? Oh, yeah.
That'll be Facebook Live, right?
And what's the website address?
Well, so we have a Facebook event right now. So it will be through our Facebook Live. So it would be the Deep Hollow Music.
Let's rewind just a little bit here to find out from each of you. We'll start with Liz. Are you a Springfield native or how did you get here?
I am born and raised in Springfield, Illinois, born in 1987. I've lived here my whole life. I went away briefly for college. Came back pretty fast, met these boys in, gosh, guys, would it have been 2012 when I joined? Yeah, when I joined Shenanigans, I met these boys.
And Micah, how about you?
I grew up in Girard, about 30 mile south of here. and then I lived here for a while and I moved up to Chicago for a few years and then came back, but mostly been here for my adult life.
And Dave?
Born and bred in Chatham, Illinois. In Chatham, we call it North Girard. and just been around the area. Left a little bit to go to U of I and Champaign for college, but then came back and just been doing the music thing. And thankfully hooked up with these guys, like Liz said, in 2012. And then this band formed a couple years after that. Yeah, so we've kind of been going pretty steady ever since. This year put a hampering on things, of course, because we've kind of been doing a record every couple years. And so we were kind of due for a record this year, but thankfully Micah checked that box for us. So hopefully we'll be able to do a new record next year and go from there. And like Liz said, I was really excited about the Christmas show because this was going to be our fifth annual Christmas show.
I was going to ask you which one it was. I can remember.
Yeah, this will be the fifth year.
Gosh, it's such a fun show.
What's your favorite part about the Christmas show?
I am the biggest Christmas music fanatic. I love a good ballad and I do not get to sing enough ballads. So Christmas time is when I really get to let the ballads come out. Of course, all time favorite is "O Holy Night." Every year, it's my favorite one to sing.
That's a lot of people's favorites.
It's the one song too. Every year, I get so nervous. Like I literally, it's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I start shaking right before, and then as soon as we get it done, then it's like, all right, I'm good. Merry Christmas, we're here.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of stressful doing those songs. I mean, I shouldn't say it's stressful. It's a lot of fun, but it's like it's like these 10 to 15 songs that. Some of them have some tricky musical things going on and we learn them all to play them like one time. Well, I'll do this again in a year, I guess.
I'm curious to also know, how did you all find your sound? Like you said, you don't get to sing ballads a lot, but how did you all come to find this unique sound that you have?
Liz and I started this, like Dave was saying, we're all in a cover band together called the Shenanigans. I think, Dave, were you in the band at that time? I kind of lose track of the timeline.
No, so Liz and I joined at the exact same time. She came in gig because Ian was sick, and then I was on the next gig and for the last, 8 years.
We were just coming back from a gig down in Missouri. Liz and I just kind of realized that we had similar tastes and some songwriters and stuff like that, so we thought we'd try writing some songs together. I think we wrote like 4 or 5 and booked a gig. and then we did a few gigs by ourselves. And then Dave was like, hey, I like what you guys are doing. I got some songs I think would sound good. And then he came in, sat in on it. It really was just sort of the first gig was he was just kind of sitting in. And then we all sang this like 3-part harmony thing. And that was when I think that's when we kind of solidified the sound.
I think it like organically happened. I mean, truly, we all just kind of were like, oh yeah, that would be cool. You should sing that. And then the moment we all sang together, it was an instant thing. I think lucky that our voices have a unique blend, which you can't always make happen. And when the three of them come together, it made sense. It was completely an organic coming together.
Dave happened to have a ton of songs that were kind of ready for some harmony action. So it worked out really well.
His songs were much happier than ours too. So it was a very nice balance.
Yeah, we definitely had a good balance there. And kind of to answer your question, B, as well, there wasn't a whole lot of forethought or like working to find the sound, which I'm really thankful for. I'm glad that it just, because the best things, and you know, Mike and Liz will probably attest to this too, some of the best songs are the ones that just come out. If you're working too hard at it, you probably aren't onto something great, you know. For the three of us, just to be able to sing in our natural voices in the way that we normally would sing and to have that sound come out, it just kind of gave us goosebumps and go, oh gosh, yeah, we're onto something here, because all three of us are very free to be the way who we are. And it just happens to work out really well. Even, you know, when we talk about Micah writes a song or Liz writes a song or I write a song, our sweet spots in our voices tend to be, they fit really well. It's not like, okay, well, Micah, you're really going to have to strain to hit this third part. It kind of works out really well. I think every time when one of us writes a new song, it really comes together very easily. And that makes it super comfortable for us to sing together as well.
We are listening to Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. We have the Deep Hollow with us, Liz, Dave, and Micah. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. And if you are listening and you continue to like arts coverage, Community Voices, news, whatever it is, we can continue to bring you that if you are so kind to make a gift to us during our winter drive. Give us a call at 217-206-9847 or go to nprillinois.org to make a gift today.
You're great instrumentalists. You were just talking about your vocals, how they really fit, and they are great. But in 2014, didn't you also get recognized with your writing for songwriting?
Yeah, American Songwriter Magazine.
That's impressive. What song was that? Was there a particular song they recognized?
Yeah, it's called Devil.
But I lied, and she cried when she found out his name.
Please forgive all my sins. around here again. If you ever come 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 around here again. I'm gonna show you the backside.
From our guest, the Deep Hollow. It's the year-end drive on Community Voices. Donate now at nprillinois.org or 206-9847. More with Micah, Liz, and Dave, the Deep Hollow, after this break.